Okay, we're recording. All right, Tuesday, July 30th, 2024, open the study session for the Board of Directors of the Colorado City Metropolitan District. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, first thing we have is we got a letter, violation letter from the Department of Public Health and Safety. What it is we had lead copper sample that we do. Last year, we were doing only 10. This year, they doubled it on us to 20. With that, we put in 23 samples. They rejected four of them, and it caused us because the tier that we needed was the house is built between 83 and 89.
Seven.
87. At that point in time, the economy here at Colorado City wasn't that great. So we didn't have any houses. We didn't have enough houses. Well, Greg ended up finding two more to make the quota. But like I said, we tried everything as finding houses that were 89, you know, 82, 81. So that way they'd say, okay, but they didn't like the answer for it. So what we have to do is we'll have to put out a PM, a public notice, out to the people before July of next year.
Right.
For our
Which we'll put it in the CCR.
Yeah, and we'll put it in the CCR. There is no fine or anything for it. It's just we need to have a public notice out there. But that was the reason for it. It was just that we couldn't find any houses. We went through all of the assessors and all of that trying to locate houses that were more built in that time period.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
So are you saying that we were short one house?
We were short a lot of houses.
We're short a lot, but we're trying to get close as we can.
Okay.
80s were pretty rough, if you remember back.
I can.
Mm-hmm.
We went from 10 every 3 years to 40 per year. So there's a lot of samples we got to pull.
Anybody else? Do you have anything else, Ray? So are you, the board, directing a question to all the board members. Are you getting an email on these on from the state? Do you guys, are you on the email list from the state?
I got one.
Ray,
got one.
You got one?
Yeah.
Sarah, did you get one?
I don't remember seeing them, but
when did it go out?
Oh, it was done 2 weeks ago, maybe?
I think I got it
the 23rd, July 23rd.
Was the email?
It was like Wednesday
yeah,
after
maybe it was,
public
about,
meeting.
About the 23rd. All right, anyway, about
no.
that. So, okay, I guess
I'll
it we.
Look and see. I get
so I'll double check, but I don't think so. Because usually my wife goes through them and she'll tell me if there's something from the state.
Jim, my question is perception. I understand that it's difficult to perform to their stupid requirements. On the same token, the perception is that when we have to send out those public notices, it's just not good public perception.
Well, I understand that.
What can we do to eliminate that?
Either you can't. We still have to send out the notice.
Well, but if we didn't have this violation, we wouldn't have to send one out.
I know.
So how can we...
Well, that's the news.
If we don't have the houses to sample from, then we're held to a standard we can't meet.
They won't accept an explanation saying that we don't have the houses?
No. We talked to Ben Kiley on it. He says, that's too bad. You have to do 20 samples at that tier.
So could we just do samples at houses that we know aren't going to have a problem?
We took samples all over town as close as we could get to that tier level. We have no lead. We've never had any lead. We've never had any issues with copper.
So, but why wouldn't they accept your samples?
EPA sets the standard and we have to live by it.
It's just not good perception.
I mean, we could put an explanation into it. There's nothing that says we can't put an explanation in there.
No, that's one of the things that we can tie it together with the newsletter and put it in there explaining what this violation was.
The only thing is, may I, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The only thing is that I would want to make for sure that we got our facts straight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so is there any way of getting a hold of the county assessor? Because I know you can't do it on their website. But is there any way of getting a hold of the county assessor and asking him to run addresses here in the city for any houses that were built between this year and this year?
We've been doing that, sir.
So you've contacted him. Do you have an email from him?
We've been going through Zillow and state records in our tap records.
Why don't you email and keep copies of this?